Hi, I'm Dr. Howard Rankin, and welcome to The Miracle Within You, the show at the intersection of psychology, medicine, and spirituality that considers how the mind and body interact with each other to influence health and healing. With years of experience as a practicing psychologist in the health and wellness fields, and as a writer covering amazing stories of healing, I will explore with my guests how numerous factors influence our lives and our health. Thank you for listening. Hi, and welcome to this edition of The Miracle Within You. And today we are going to be interviewing Renee Reich, all the way from California. And she is going to talk about her purpose and her obsession, which is helping people find their inner voice, because we know so many of us lose our sense of identity, purpose, meaning, as we get absolutely drowned in other people's opinions, social media, all that sort of stuff. So without further ado, Renee, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, Howard, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
So there's only one set question that I ask all my guests, which is just tell us a little bit about how you got to be where you are today.
Well, that it's a one question with a big answer, so I'll try to be succinct. I lost my voice in 2013 while I was working in corporate America. And it was the metaphoric loss of my voice. I really believe that now. Right at that point, I was not spiritual, so I didn't really understand what was going on other than I got sick. People get sick. I got sick. But it wasn't just getting sick. It was like more of, like I said, the metaphor. It was much deeper than what I realized, because it wasn't just a sore throat that I had come down with. It was a viral infection that went throughout my body, and it attacked my vocal cords and left me unable to communicate. I was quarantined for 4 months because I had sores all over my vocal cords that left me highly contagious and unable to speak, to eat, or to drink. So it was very, very painful. And then years later, I realized, what was I not swallowing in life? What was I not taking in life that was so painful that I couldn't even swallow? So the metaphor of my life manifested in my health. You know, your body keeps score.
Yes.
And what was happening externally was affecting me internally in ways that I never even knew, because I didn't understand it. I'm like, okay, well, I got really sick, so what's going on? And when doctors couldn't help me and I had no idea how to really help myself, I fell into a deep depression and I didn't want to wake up.
Yeah.
I wanted God to just bring me home and just throw away the key. And every time my eyes opened again, I had tears coming down my face because I had swallowed at some point in the middle of the night and the pain was so excruciating. I was crying, and I never heard my own voice because I didn't even have one.
Wow.
It was to that level of intensity. And that intensity and that pain also is the same level of my purpose. It turned into the degree and that level of my purpose. Because what we go through, we also grow through in life. And when we let others in to help us, it's when we make the biggest impact. Yeah. And I was always thinking I had to do everything. I had to do it all. I felt responsible for everybody and everything, except for that girl in the mirror that I didn't give any attention to. She needed me the most. And she got the least.
Yeah. Fascinating. Sometimes I repeat this, but a couple episodes ago, I had on Shiraz Babu, who told the story of how he, you know, at a very young age, developed sort of chronic arthritis.
Yes.
Which is
He's
very
a friend of mine.
Right? you may be familiar with the story. He tried everything and nothing worked. And then he went to a guru, actually in India, who said, here's your problem. You try to do everything for everybody. And this is your body's way, mind-body's way of saying, you got to stop doing that. And you're not going to. And when he told me that, it was sort of eye-opening for me. I'd never really articulated that our physical symptoms could actually be a defense mechanism or a protection of us. And
it,
that's sort
it
of
was.
What you're saying.
Yeah, Shiraz is a friend of mine.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So, he's phenomenal. It's a great story that, the story is great. The pain that he experienced wasn't. The pain that I experienced wasn't. The story is great because it shows people, not that we got through it, but that if we were able to get through it, whatever that is, for him, it was arthritis. For me, it was the voice, the expression of the pain with not expressing how it came into my body. Because our bodies are here to protect us. And the thing is, so are our minds. And sometimes the mind gets wrapped around the narrative of the not good enough, the stories that we were told when we were younger, maybe from 6 to 10 or 7 to 10 years old. And we keep replaying that tape, over and over again. We replay. And the more we replay it, the more like, yeah, you're right. I can't do this. Yeah, you're right. It's, why should I even bother? Oh, you're right. No one's going to really be interested. Or it failed the first time. Why do I want to humiliate myself another time? It was hard enough when I had to go through it, the first time I did it. And then you never try because you're obsessed with the failure part and the hurt that you went through and not wanting to experience it again. I will say this, that until you do, then you're not going to know what you're capable of.
Correct.
And we always think that people are so consumed with us and concerned about, they're not. Yes, they see what we're doing, but I don't think they're every breath and every minute is, where is she, where is he, what is he up to, what is she up to? They're taking care of themselves, they're worried about their own life, what they're doing, and how they're doing it, not what I'm doing and what you're doing.
Right.
Yes, and we want them to check us out and see what we're doing, and but not being obsessed because they need to focus on what they're doing. But what we're here to do is show them it's not in the doing, it's in the being.
Correct. Yes.
So you can become who you were meant to be.
Yes. First of all, I really appreciate that distinction, one that I make more and more, the difference between doing and being.
Mm-hmm.
Massive distinction. And also, it reflects the fact that your self-image, you project what you think about yourself, you assume everyone else thinks the same thing about you.
Yes.
Which is far, far from the case.
It is very true. That's a great point. We think that if we're feeling this way about us and other people are feeling it, no, you know what? Your vibration, your vibe attracts your tribe. And if you want to stay at a low vibration, a low energy, people say, how come I always attract these people, these relationships, this kind of job,
right,
this
right.
kind of this? Because that's where you're hanging out at and your energy.
And that's
where
you're
going to, it's like a magnet. You're going to attract those kind of people, those kind of relationships, those kind of abusive, relationships that you may be in. Does anybody want that? Heck no.
Right.
But you don't think you deserve more or men that aren't available or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going, why would you want to do that to yourself? You wouldn't. But if you don't think you deserve more, then that's where your energy is going to hang out at. And you're not really consciously aware
mm-hmm.
that you're doing it, but you're doing it.
Yes. And then that's right. Then you tend to perpetuate it, right?
Yeah.
And talking about loss of voice, I forget where I heard this story about a guy whose wife, was a big talker, would always talk over him, so he became very quiet. And then she died. And then he ended up marrying again a woman who was mute. And so, talk about perpetuating the same myth in your head that, hey, I can't deal with this. So let's find somebody I don't have to deal with. Amazing stuff. So let me talk about, so you literally lost your voice. And then
obviously
that was transformational. What did you do subsequently, after coming out of that and getting the realization of what that meant.
Well, let me bring people that are listening so they know, like, well, how'd you get it back? Like, what happened? Like, it was like one day it's gone, one day it's back. Well, 4 months it was gone, and doctors didn't know how long it would be. It ended up being 4 months of a very painful journey. And really, Howard, and I say this quite often, and I'm going to repeat it for those who may have heard me on other podcasts, it was losing my voice that began that journey of finding my voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you lose something, but you find something along the way. And for me, it was an instrument. The instrument, which is the most precious and priceless gift we all have. And that's our voice. And what melody are we playing with it? How are we speaking? How are we speaking to ourselves, first and foremost? And that is the biggest piece of all. And when I say losing it was finding it. Losing it was because I needed to get quiet. I started out by saying, I was running around, taking care of everybody, everything, go, 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 and never stopping to slow down. Never taking a minute for me. I was forced to. I didn't do it on purpose, but there was a greater power that said, you need to slow down or else you're going to be here and I'm not ready for you yet. I'm not bringing you home yet. You have work to do down there and you're going to do it because that's why you're here. You need to do the work that you're here to do. And you can't do it if you keep doing this yourself. So you're going to get quiet. It was quite lonely because I wasn't allowed with the public. So the things I love most, being with people, speaking, were the things that were taken away. My family. My best friend, no contact. It's like sit in your own muck. It's like, I don't want to sit in my own muck. It's uncomfortable and it hurts like hell. I don't want to be here. And I didn't really want to be here, but I had to. I was forced to. It's like, oh, we always have choices. My only other choice was to, you know, take my own life. That was a choice, but I didn't do that. I wanted to, but I didn't. I wanted God to bring me home, just go away silently in my sleep because the pain was that intense. And every time I woke up, I was just in tears. It was too much pain. And I don't want to sit in the pain because I don't want others to sit there with me. But I don't want them to be in their own pain either. But it's why I created the Voice Blueprint, from vulnerability to empowerment. V to E, it's an acronym I created because I saw something really big that was missing out there. When I got better. And I'm like, I needed something. I needed somebody. And I needed a tool that would help me. And vulnerability to empowerment is what I created. It takes people, especially women, also companies, in the journey, finding your voice, vulnerability to empowerment, to become that empowered person. And you know, I deal mainly with women because as a woman, I didn't speak up in my corporate America job. I didn't speak up in any relationships. I didn't speak up in life. I just wanted people to like me and I would just be quiet and not speak up. Somebody wanted to go somewhere for dinner. Like I wouldn't say, no, I don't really like that place or can we go here? Because why would I speak up? I didn't want to disappoint them. What about what I wanted? What about like, let's come to a compromise. But I didn't even put myself out there to do that because I didn't want to rock the boat. I didn't want to make waves. I didn't want somebody else not to get what they wanted on account of me. And it doesn't have to be one way or the other way. Speak up, have a conversation, communicate. What a revelation.
Yeah.
Say what you want. And if that person isn't your person, then guess what? You get to leave that relationship. You get to walk away from it. You get to start anew. You don't have to stay where you're not comfortable, where you don't feel welcome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about your evolution after this experience and what you've learned and help with other people. We'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard Topical Gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You. And today we are talking with Renee Rash, who's talking about finding your inner voice when she physically lost hers, which would be pretty devastating if you think about that. So there you are, 4 months without a voice. Gradually, or it finally comes back. How did that work?
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't as gradual, and it wasn't all at once. It was very, very slow. I was told I may never speak again, as I mentioned in the last segment. And my doctors sent me to a specialist to see if it was going to be permanent damage, if I may ever speak again. I know that was, and when I heard that, I never thought it might be permanent damage. I mean, I never for a minute thought that. I knew I was in tremendous pain, but never for a minute did I think I would never speak again. And I'm going to share something which was really interesting on a show I was on. I wish I could remember, because it was a while ago, the person, because it was such a question. They asked me, do you remember your last words before you lost your voice, or who they were to? He said, gosh, I've been on so many shows. Not one person ever asked me that before. And I don't remember. And I don't remember. Because you don't think about, well, this might be my last time speaking. This might be the last person I speak to. With that, I'm going to say, when you go to bed at night, don't go to bed angry with people. Don't go to bed angry with people. You don't want to do that to yourself or to anybody that, you know, whether you or them. And you don't want to be morbid either and say, well, was that the last time I'm going to speak with anybody? In general, it's not a good thing to do. You want to, you know, clear your mind. Don't go to bed angry. And, you know, just it's better to be, you know, happy and think the positive thoughts and clear out the air if there's anything that's bothering you, rather than holding on to it. Because as we know, what we hold on to holds on to us somewhere physically in our bodies. And in my case, it was my voice for not speaking up when I should have so many times. So you asked, how did I get it back? And I did mention the loss of my voice was the beginning of finding it, but it was the metaphor. I had to get quiet. I had to really just be in the silence. And I wish I could say I did all this inner work during that silence, like a monk, you know, or something. I did all this in this time. I didn't, because I was not in that spiritual mindset. I was just in the crux of the chaos and the pain and not knowing my purpose. So I really was just sitting in silence. That was it. It was my voice, my whole body, my mind needed to just go.
Yep.
Take a breath. Mm-hmm. Take a breath. Stop running. Stop doing and start being. Stop being responsible or feeling responsible for everybody and everything. And take control and charge of yourself. And that starts with just being. So it was in the being that began the healing of my vocal cords. It wasn't like have some tea and honey. Note to self, when you've got open sores in your vocal cords, don't put anything that's like sugar on top of it. It's like salt in a wound. I did that before I found out that there were sores there. And I thought, oh, honey, I love honey. I'll just take this big spoon of honey. And yeah, it was quite painful. So just take note of where you are. Journal is a big thing. Start journaling your feelings or emotions. Emotions are energy in motion. And when they're stuck and stagnant, they're not able to move through you. They're just holding on to you somewhere in your body. People have lung cancer. Lungs is where we hold the sadness. Our liver is where we hold anger. There's different parts of our bodies that hold on to different things. So what are you holding on to and what are you allowing to hold on to you? Our voice is, the throat chakra. It had a hold of me. I didn't use it. I didn't use my voice to stand up for me or to serve myself in any positive way. It was always taking care of others. I was in a really great position. I was in management and I took care of everybody, but never me. So that wouldn't have been a selfish thing. It would have been a selfless. Like that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup. Mine was, it was pretty empty. It was very empty. And I couldn't fill it because I was depleted. And I was just really concerned with it, consumed with serving everybody else. So that's how I started healing. It was in the silence that came the healing. It was in the being that allowed me to heal. And just slowly but surely, the doctors, when I went to the specialist, and they said it doesn't appear to be permanent damage, I was like, oh my goodness. I didn't say that because I didn't have a voice, but so I was like, ah, I would have shouted from the rooftops. And I wrote that in my book. I wrote a book, and it's called Finding Your Voice, Unlock Your Chains, and Unleash Your Greatness. Because the chains we were bound up in, the chains I was bound up in, were my very own. The greatness is also my own, and it's yours too. But we don't realize it because we allow others, other voices, what I should do, who I should be, what I should say. We're like other puppets. But what about what I want? What about who I am? That matters. That's important. Not just to please everybody else and be afraid of disappointing people. Because they may not like what you want to do. They may not like if they knew who I really was. Well, who are you really? Do you know who you really are? And if they don't like it, then guess what? That's not your tribe. You say,
That's
well,
right.
what happens if it's your family? Well, family, there's family too. Friends who are like family is your family. And sometimes you're closer with them. So maybe you don't spend as much time with the people that you don't feel accepted by. You don't play in the sandbox when they trigger you or you feel triggered. I would first ask, why are you feeling triggered? So maybe there's some deeper work there that you need to kind of dive into and find out why is that triggering you? Because there's something in the past that keeps coming up. And whether that's person it's that person or somebody else down the line, you're going to keep getting triggered, right? So until that gets dealt with. Because I know it happens.
Oh,
It
absolutely.
happens all the time. I'm like, I get triggered. I'm like, okay, why am I getting triggered by something? What is that about? But I have tools now. I didn't have them then.
So let's talk about that. So you emerge from the situation, it's enlightened you, and so what do you do then to make this your message and your purpose in life?
Yeah. Well, you know what? It took a minute because it's not like I got better and I wrote a book and I did it.
No.
Sometimes we wish, like, oh gosh, it would have been so much easier if it just can't we just fast forward to the good stuff? Can't we just like go past the ugly chapters in life and just get to the good part? I will say this. It's when you go, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm gonna say it because I really believe it's true. The ugly parts make you appreciate the really good parts. And I don't wish ill on anybody, ill in any way, shape, or form, or anything that brings you any kind of uncomfort or discomfort, uncomfort, I don't know if that's a word, discomfort, uncomfortable states of mind or being, and discomfort in mind, body, or soul. I don't wish that on anybody. I will say that after having gone through it, I have a different appreciation for my own life and a different respect I wasn't respecting me. How could others respect me if I didn't?
Correct.
So if you're attracting the relationships you don't want, why are you? Mm-hmm. Why are you not valuing yourself, or why do you feel like you don't deserve it?
Right. Yeah. And like so many people, you were just too nice.
You know what? Seriously, people, yeah, they would say, you're so nice. You're so nice. I'm like, great. Where's that getting me? It's like, your people are walking all over me. I'm so nice. I'm so nice. And I wasn't really looking to get anywhere. I just didn't want to be walked over in my being nice. That wasn't why I was being nice. I was being nice because I love people. I love helping people. I love serving people. But not being walked on top of.
Right.
And you know, at my own expense, that's not being nice. That's being disrespectful to yourself.
Yeah.
So to earn the respect, you have to respect you. And then, you know, you could still be nice. I'm not saying be mean to anybody, but but you've got to have your self-respect and self-worth.
And those boundaries, you know?
Oh, yeah. I didn't have any. I saw boundaries in sports. I didn't even know if they were personal boundaries. I saw boundaries in sports, out of bounds, but wait a minute. How about when people are out of bounds, when they're speaking to you in ways that are not very kind or disrespectful? What are you doing? Are you speaking up and saying, you know what? I don't deserve that. Or that was uncalled for, or whatever that, or walk away and don't even play in the sandbox.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
No response is a response. I don't need to respond to you if I don't, you know, because why do I want to keep going with this and put more energy on what I don't want? How about, okay, thank you. Thank you for your input. I appreciate that. I'm moving on. I'm not playing here.
Yep. No, absolutely. And again, so many people, I'm sure you've discovered this, of course, but so many people have this problem.
Yeah.
And, you know, where does it come from? It could come from all sorts of things. Could come from upbringing. You know, a particular parent is very demanding and controlling. Could come from individual experiences you have as a child, outside family.
Yeah.
You know, it could come anywhere. And you're right. You know, and I can relate very well to this. I wish somebody had grabbed me when I was, you know, in my teens or late teens and said, Howard, you're being too damn nice, right? Put up the boundaries. You don't have to be nice to everybody.
You know what, Howard? I'm gonna say something to what you just said. I wish that for me had happened too, but we wouldn't have accepted it. We wouldn't have, if that person had grabbed you and said, Howard, you'd be, you're like, no. You were like, okay, yeah, you're right. But we wouldn't have. Because we weren't ready to learn the lesson yet. We weren't where we needed to be to understand it. So we wish, I wish somebody would have done that. I wish somebody would have grabbed me and said that. I wish they would have shaken me up and said, Renee, stop this. I would have said, no, you know, like we would have heard them. We would say, yeah, you're right.
Good point.
And then we would have still done what we were still doing. Because that's who we were at the time. We were going through our own journey. So we needed to go through those growing pains, which were painful, to learn it when we were ready to hear the lesson and learn the lesson. You know, the interesting thing, if you look at the English language, the word silent and listen, they have exactly the same letters.
Yep. Absolutely.
Exactly. You know, so when you reframe your own language and you get quiet, in that silence, you can listen and hear what you're meant to hear.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Great stuff, Renee. We'll take another short break, and then we'll be back with more about how you work specifically with individuals and corporations and your books and so forth. So we'll be right back after this short break.
The station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You. Today I'm talking with Renee Rush, who lost her voice physically and then realized that actually she'd lost her voice in many other ways too, and now helps people overcome that problem. So tell me, Renee, who you work with. I know you work with different groups and so forth, and how you operate, so the listeners can get some understanding of that.
Yeah, thank you, Howard. So I do, my main niche is women, but I do work with companies as well because I come from corporate America and I know what that is like not to speak up. There's management, you know, you're a manager in an organization, you're an executive. I wasn't speaking up. I wasn't saying what I felt. So yes, that's why I work with them now, because I know what it feels like in that arena. I know from over 25 years in the corporate world, you know, to have that role as an executive and you've got to look like you've got everything together. I just recently wrote an article on LinkedIn, you know, that mask, you know, that the silence and that you're keeping while you're having everything look great on the outside, but inside you're really screaming in silence and nobody's really hearing you, but there's a way out. So that's why I created, I just said, the Voice Blueprint. And I take clients on a journey from vulnerability to empowerment. You know, the courage, the confidence, the clarity, the transformation. Let go of the limiting beliefs that you may not know you have. I didn't know I had them. Like, how do you know to get rid of them if you don't know? That's why we work together. That's what the transformational work is about. And to get to the next level in business and in life. And, you know, you always want to up level where you're at and find out why maybe you're feeling stuck. What is keeping you stuck? You may not know, but that's where the work comes in. That's where we do that. And yeah, the individual and the companies, I do that with both, because some people don't want to work in a group kind of setting. They want to kind of do the more one-on-ones. And so that's why I offer that as well. And then the book, I've got the book, Finding Your Voice, as I said, Unlock Your Chains and Unleash Your Greatness. It is on my website, ReneeReich.com. Just go there and you'll be able to get the book right there. And my calendar link is there too. So if you are interested, I offer complimentary coaching to come in. And if you want to have a one-on-one, we have a complimentary meeting. So I'm happy to do that and share our voices together with that. And then, yeah, it's something that I'm happy that I did. The book was, I'm going to be honest with this, I actually almost didn't write it. Mm-hmm. And it was a family friend who's watching over me from heaven, along with my best friend and my dad, many beautiful souls up there who are still with us, I know, and with me and guiding me along my own journey. And I said, literally, and I wrote this in the book, who am I to write a book? Like, who cares? Who cares what I went through? Who really does care? And I said, Renee, it's not about you per se. It's about an experience that you had in life. And how many others, especially women, you'll be able to serve who are screaming in silence and not expressing their voice because they're afraid. They're afraid to speak up. They're afraid to disappoint. They're afraid of the judgment. They're literally living in fear and just going and doing the same old, hoping that things will change, but not knowing where to go in order to grow.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And what's the reaction when you do this work with people? You know, I can certainly see how transformative it is.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that varies, of course, from individual to individual.
Yes.
I'm sure that some people still have resistance to it. Some people jump right in. And
well, that's why, yeah, you're right. Some people resist and some people jump right in. And that's why we do the complimentary call to make sure, is it something that's going to work for you? Is I want to serve you in that call. It's not just like, you know, you want to be quiet. No, it's not about that. It's about what can I do to serve? Where are you in your own journey? And what is you're looking for? And if it's a fit, great. I welcome you in. I certainly welcome you in. And you asked about what has been the response. It's been amazing. I've worked with therapists who have their own, they have their own practice. They have their own practice. And they also have their own opportunities. I don't say issues, opportunities. We'll flip the switch. Yeah, their opportunities. And it was incredible. Her own transformation took place. And she came in asking for something. I said, we will definitely work on that. I always want to make sure, what is it you really want to work on? And I take the voice blueprint, and it is tailor-made to each person, each company, each corporation that I work with. It is tailor-made to them. What are your needs that you're looking for? So the VOICE gets tailored. When you go to buy a suit or a dress or whatever you're buying, you know, to fit you, you want it to suit you, literally. So this is made. It's the outfit, the VOICE. Is the pillars, but then we want each one to fit you and your lifestyle and what you're looking for. So personally and professionally, and that's why I created it, because we get to tailor make it together.
Yeah. Tailor made, right?
Yes.
Tailor made indeed. Yeah. Yes. That's great. And I'm sure you've had lots of great stories of people who, you know, you subsequently hear how that's changed their lives. And now
I've got wonderful testimonials on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on my Facebook group, which I run. I run a Facebook community and LinkedIn. And then also my website, I've got beautiful testimonials as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It's something that people need to hear. A lot of people need to hear. Of course, they need to be in the right mindset to be able to take it. Although I'm sure
sometimes we need to reset the mindset.
Yeah, no, exactly, yeah. And I'm sure you have ways of doing that and communicating with them that allows them potentially to reset.
Absolutely.
And get on the right path and see themselves differently. And it is transformational. Then they see themselves in a completely different light. They really do.
Yeah, Howard, I'm going to add to that. You're right, because like you can't see the picture from inside the frame. And you need somebody, an outsider, who understands empathetically, compassionately, and is there to look and say, okay, show you the blind spots. That's why they're called blind spots, because we don't see them. Why do you have the side view mirrors on your car? Why do you have the rear view mirror? You have blind spots. You have to look. You still have to turn your head to look back before you change lanes, but you want to stay in your own lane. So you want to look back, not to stay back, but to make sure you don't smack somebody, you know, it's right. Just stop short. Nobody smacks you from behind, or that you don't hit somebody in front of you. But it's really important to keep those options open and to allow people to come in to help you transform where you're at to where you're going.
Yes, absolutely. And I too have been making this distinction, which I think is really important, between the doing and the being. And people get lost, I think, in that. You know, and
very much so.
Put everything in, know what they're doing, how successful they are, all of that stuff, instead of who are they? How are they acting? How are they in this world?
Yeah, if all of the things that you've accomplished were stripped away from you, who are you? Are you living in your ego that you're so wonderful because you have all these things? Who are you really?
Yeah, and that's absolutely what needs to be addressed. by you in this. It's getting people to face up authentically to who they are. And I think probably some of this is inspired by a fear or reluctance to do that because of negativity.
Yeah, exactly. And it's those earlier experiences in your childhood that you could be in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, or 70s that were never dealt with. Yep. And some people don't want to. They're like, leave it alone. Okay, but what are you not doing in your life? Yep. What are you still attracting that you're not happy with?
Yeah. And it is, when you look at it, it is stunning how much those early experiences shape you if you're not careful. In other words, if you're not aware of them, if you're not aware of how they can be changed through the sorts of things you're doing. Or you're resistant to change because you don't think I'm never going to change anyway. You know, then the negativity can just go on and on and on. And so it's so important to have somebody in your life like you who can do that and show them in an authentic way that that's not really who you are. That's who you've been programmed
to. Yes. Exactly. Yeah, we're computers. Yeah, we're programmed.
Yeah. And I have this theory called program persona theory, where we are actually programs. Cellular communication, what have you, create physical feelings, thoughts, moods, energy levels. And that's a program that gets triggered because of past experience, right? And the question is, how do you hack that program? How do you change it? And that's what you're doing, right?
Yeah, Howard, absolutely, 1,000,000%. That's exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I was pre-programmed. But we have the capacity to rewire the hard wiring.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And this is the work that I do. This is why I'm doing it. Because I don't want to see this happening all the time anymore. And it continues to happen. And I'm one of the ones that, I allowed it. I didn't know I was allowing. I didn't realize the programming that was imprinted into me. Right. Until I was getting more and more involved with what I was doing, and I started doing more research. And then I was like, wow, okay, I see what's happening. I see what's happened. And I'm going to see what I can do to help this world. And it is one voice at a time. We, through the power of our voice, we can serve others. That is the greatest asset we all own. All of us, we have this. And whether you are a mute and you can't speak, but there's ways we communicate through art, through music, through whatever, there's different ways that we use our abilities, what we do have, rather than what we don't.
Yeah, and everyone's got unique and special abilities and talents. And it's always sad to me when I see people dismissing that idea or feeling, I haven't got anything to offer, baloney. And again, that also emphasizes this distinction between being and doing. Okay. It really is because I'm sure when you are doing your therapeutic work with people, you are also being in a particular way.
Yes.
You couldn't achieve those results without being in that right.
Right.
You couldn't.
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful to be able to share our voices today and to do this and the work that I'm doing. I know that this is why I was placed here. I know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a wonderful feeling, isn't it? When you feel that and you know that. So let's, before we wrap up, let's recap. Your book again is?
Finding Your Voice, Unlock Your Chains, and Unleash Your Greatness.
Okay, and your website is?
Renee Reisch.
Reneereisch, ReneeReisch.com.
Yes.
Yeah. And if people go there, they can find out about all of the different ways in which you manifest this talent and precious skill of yours, right?
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. I look forward to As I said, sharing our voices, you do get a complimentary call. So please go to my website. The book is there. You can book a call there. And let's connect.
Yeah.
Because if you're hearing this podcast and you're listening to this, you're meant to. You're meant to hear this story. You were meant to be here. And you're meant for so much more in this life. So let's meet and let's do this together.
Well, Renee, thank you for everything you do, and including coming on this podcast. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And just keep doing the great work.
Thank you so much, Howard. It's been an honor and a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Miracle Within You. Join me next time when I continue to explore the power of the mind-body and how it can be employed to enhance health and healing.